Hello everyone, it's Tom here again with another audio walk from open country. You join me on what is quite a blustery day today. I'm being very mindful of where I hold my recording device so you don't get too much noise of the wind blowing through in the background. It's a day also of sunshine and showers. At the moment the sun is beating down nicely, but a few moments ago I just wandered through quite a brisk shower. But hopefully for the remainder of this walk we'll be met with favourable conditions. Our walk today is along the Leeds-Liverpool Canal, in between Appley Bridge and Green Gates on the outskirts of Bradford to Calverley on the outskirts of Leeds. It's about 3 miles-ish, give or take, as we follow the waterway as it meanders through woodland, rural farmland, and also a few built-up areas as well. Already I can hear plenty of birds flitting round. There's a silver birch tree on my left with a few bird houses in. I've also seen a blue tit land on the branch next to me. So hopefully we're in for a nice walk of diverse wildlife and plenty to experience along the way as well. So thank you once again for joining me. We better get setting off on this walk and hopefully we'll find lots of interesting things along the way. Canal today is very popular with walkers and cyclists. Quite a few of them passing me by as I wander along the towpath. At this particular point in the canal's track, it's actually running directly parallel with the River Aire, which is very full at the moment and running quite fast. We've recently been experiencing quite a bit of snow, and I think this is a result of all the meltwater coming down from the surrounding hills. On the opposite side of the canal, behind me, there are some barges parked up, some of which are obviously lived in because there's smoke emanating from one of the chimneys. I can see some pots and pans just hung up in one of the windows. I think if I had to live on a canal boat, I'd feel a bit claustrophobic, but I suppose that nomadic life suits a lot of people. Some of the barges look like they're there permanently because on the bank people have set up little gardens that they tend to with plant pots, some trees and a bit of an allotment area. Every time I come down to the canal I'm always amazed. It's a bit of another world down here. We're now leaving the hustle and bustle of Appley Bridge and the busyness of the main road that you may have been able to hear in the background to an area that is much more rural. I'm currently propping myself up next to a metal gate looking out over the fields in front of me. As I look to my left, there's actually a heron sat at the top of the bank of the river, actually looking inland. Usually they'd be looking into the water, ready for their next meal. But this one just looks like it's taking a moment to, just like me, look round at its surroundings. Beyond a few pylons that I can see, there's also a bridge over the river with 3 distinct archways. This is the railway line between Leeds, Ilkley, Skipton and also Bradford as well. Beyond that, there's the area known as Woodlands at the bottom end of Rawdon, where I live. At the moment, because it's winter, it's looking very monochrome and brown. But during the summer and then into the autumn, it's a beautiful wash of colour. I suppose we ought to carry on as a train goes over that beautiful little bridge and see what we can find further down the canal. The shouting that you may be able to hear in the background is actually emanating from a large private school called Woodhouse Grove that's on my left-hand side, and it's also the home of the training ground for Bradford City Football Club, once of course a Premier League outfit back in the good old days, but now they find themselves in the same league as Harrogate Town. You could say how the mighty fall, but also how the minnows rise. To my right-hand side, the woodland that was there before has now given way to fields that are sloping down towards the canal bank. And sitting in the fields are a series of ginormous pylons that are connecting the north of England with electricity. Sometimes when you stand underneath them, you can hear the electricity buzzing along. We're a bit too far off for that at the moment. At the other side, there's some telephone wires that are also stretching off into the distance. And as my vision disappears over the hill, I'm always intrigued by views like that, because I'm always wondering what's beyond that brow of the hill, underneath that vast open sky that's a mixture of blue and a few dappled clouds as well as that brisk breeze blows through. We've now reached what is probably nearing the halfway point of this walk along the Leeds Liverpool Canal today. And it is halfway between two towns and two busy roads. It's probably the most peaceful section of the walk as well. It's here where I can just stop and listen to the birds in the background for a bit, away from the hum of the world going on around us. As well as the birds flitting in the trees, there's a bit of activity on the canal here as well. Over the opposite side, we've got a moorhen just pootling around in the shallows. And in the middle of the canal, there's a pair of goosander, or common mergansers as they're also known. They're what's known as sexually dimorphous. That means you can tell the difference between the male and the female. Both have quite white, lightish bodies, but the male's body is slightly lighter and whiter than the female's, and it's got this deep, dark, bottle green head with a bit of a crest on the back, whereas the female is a lot more brown in the feathers on her head. They're just swimming up and down in the ripples in the canal. As we turn another bend on the canal towpath, we've just left that brisk breeze ever so slightly, and because of that, the canal has fallen beautifully still. As I look as far as I can before the canal bends round to the left once more, all I can see are these beautiful reflections of the trees on the bank, beautifully splaying across the still water. Where we are now is like a little wildlife conservation area. It's a little clearing in the trees, and in some of the larger trees there are a few bird and bat boxes awaiting the rush in the spring to come. As I look down into the undergrowth, there's a pair of wrens just flitting in amongst one of the holly bushes that are lining the bottom of the valley in between the canal and the river. The air punctuated by the voices of people on the canal and the odd train going past on the line. But here in this little clearing, you feel like you're away from all of that in a beautiful, peaceful world. As I look across the other side of the canal, there's one of the many swing bridges that you sometimes see along the Leeds-Liverpool Canal and other canals like it as well. At the moment it's open, so when barges come along they can swing the bridge round by pushing it, and they can get round before swinging the bridge back into position so the farmer can get across from one field to another to tend to livestock and crops that are growing from one side of the canal to the other. Now going to carry on along the canal towpath towards Carvely and Carvely Bridge, where our walk today will unfortunately come to an end. As we pass one of the distinctive white mile markers on the side of the towpath that on one side says Liverpool 120 and on the other it says Leeds 7 1/4, it's just giving me the opportunity to contemplate the amazing engineering feat that this canal actually is, linking Leeds on the east of the Pennines with Liverpool not only on the west of the Pennines but also on the coast. Just goes to show how important this waterway would have been at one time, carrying goods from one city to the other. Swimming towards us on the canal now are a flock of Canada geese. Very iconic birds with the brownish white bodies and the black necks and heads with a flash of white on their cheek. I'm not going to count them all, but there must be upwards of about 40 birds swimming towards us in a bit of a Canada goose armada. You may now also be able to hear another main road in the background, which means that Carvely and the end of this audio walk is not just within earshot, but within sight as well. Can see some cars flashing through the trees on the horizon line. We've now reached our final destination of this walk today, Carvely Bridge. And as I was walking along, I was met with the serenading of a welcoming robin to say, "Welcome to Carvely Bridge." At this point in the canal's journey, we're only about 6 miles from the centre of Leeds. And once again, the river Aire is very close by as well. You may be able to hear that running along in the background. You usually find that the canal comes quite close to the river, near towns and villages, because they used to build mills on the banks of the river. And then they would use the canals as a way of transporting the goods from the mill away to both Leeds and Liverpool and everywhere else along the route of the canal. It's also reminded me of one of my haunts in my youth. We've just walked past the Railway Inn, which sits in between the canal and the river. And because it was only about 2.5 miles walk from the house where I grew up, I used to come and walk down here and then walk, or maybe to put it truthfully, stagger back up home after a few jars at the pub. I'd be tempted to nip in now if it was open, but Unfortunately, it's not, so I'm going to have to just meander my way back home. As I mentioned earlier, walking or cycling along the canal towpath always makes me feel privy to another world. If we'd have walked along the main road between Apley Bridge and Carveley, unaware of this beautiful corridor that meanders through the Aire Valley, we certainly wouldn't have had the same experience that we have. It's difficult to believe that this was once a corridor of industry, as it is very much now a haven for wildlife, much of which we've been privileged to encounter on this audio walk today. But as another one of those sharp showers comes through, it looks like we are concluding this audio walk at the perfect point. I do hope you've enjoyed joining me along the Leeds-Liverpool Canal today. Thank you very much for joining me, and until next time, thank you ever so much for listening.